हरि वच पत वैष्णव नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायत कृष्णाय कृष्णाय गौरतन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यैपायमोदिहकारकर्यादिहात्रेति तन्नयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् First of all, I want to give my heartly generous pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Prasad, Om Vishnu Bhakti Pradhyam Keshav, and my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Prasad, Om Vishnu Bhakti Pradhyam Keshav, Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today is Ekadashi. You know all about Ekadashi, and sometimes I have discussed about this, that we have 11 senses, including mind. By this, today Ekadashi, we will always be one to be nearer Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in our all senses are serving Him, mind remembering, ears hearing Harikatha, eyes seeing deities, head doing pranam to Bhagavatam and deities and devotees, mouth, tongue speaking Harikatha and doing Kirtan, Naam Sankirtan. Face coming here, this is now a Tirtha, very strong and separate Tirtha, where Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. So coming to this place and doing Archan and all other things. By doing all indhars and activities, we will surely be with God. There are two gains in this. We can gain by two different ways, outwardly and inwardly. Inwardly, this very day, if we go, we can see from today ocean coming up and so big waves. Gradually up to full moon or
new moon.
Why? Because moon has some concern with water. So we have water in our body. So if you are not controlling anything, that any disease in your body, it will increase from that, from today Ekadashi and up to full moon or
new
moon. Surely, if you are fasting solely, then moon has no bad effect. But if you are taking grains, chapati, roti, and bread, water so much, then it will affect so much. You can go and take the accounts of the big hospitals. You will see that so many more rogi patients are dying from this today and within full moon or that
new moon.
And how can you say that not normal? No? Why? We know this, that any rope can go up and they will meet that. So if you are not touching anything, then anything, all things will be controlled and good effect will come. Your body will be very
strong.
Strong and very halka.
Light.
And light. Your digestion will be okay. And if you are not controlling, that is you are taking so much breath and all these things, these are like blotting paper. If you are taking water, it will go. It will come as the urine or anything, sweats. Like if you are giving anything on a stone or any
iron
or oil cloth, then go away. But if there is a cotton, heavy cotton, so much cotton,
heap of cotton,
and you are giving water, it will not dry. It will take so much days to dry. If you do like this, even there is water there. So grain, chapati, roti, oh, so much thank you. Come on, come on. There is so much place here. So much place here. I am happy to meet you. Also, I am happy to meet Pujari, who was in Mayapur at first. I forgetting his name. But now he has a son and wife.
Krishna. Madan Mohini.
That is Ramananda Roy.
Ramananda Roy? Where is Ramananda Roy? Not here?
He's here. He's getting dressed. He's buying his costume.
Yes. Now I am so happy that so many devotees are coming in this time. They are sparing me, I am not sparing them. Like Prabhupada used to tell that all one is sparing me to tell Hari Katha, Hari Katha. If none was here, to whom I could have spoke Hari Katha. So I think that I am so much indebted to you all that you are making me inspiring me to tell Hari Katha.
Ramananda.
No. Thank you, Ramananda. Very good. So, as I tell you that if you give water to cotton, then it will take so much water. So, grains and chapatis and breads or anything prepared by grains, then it will light that. So it will consume so much water,
exactly.
And moon has a bad affection and people take it down. So disease may come. So to control our rishis, maharshi, there are realized in these things. Either in these worldly things and either in spiritual
worlds.
Both. So, it has been told that we should not take anything. If you are not taking grain, and if you are so much hungry and you are the male and female of Kali Yuga, no harm, you can take some water. Some juice, but not in minute. This is Angur Rush.
Grape juice.
And after Rabari. Rabri, you know? Then Malai came. Then mango juice. And then apple juice. And after that, we can make very, very good chapatis with
butter
and aloo.
Potato flour.
So many things. And aloo dum, you know, in India, aloo dum means?
Potato.
That is no word.
Delicious vegetable made of potatoes.
Unpacking. Then it will be bad effect. So you can take just 2 times in a day water. And if you cannot do, then you can take some fruits, vegetables. Only 1 time. Then, in the evening this time. And if you cannot do, even you are feeling so weak, then you can take 2 times. And water, or any liquid, very little liquid. Not so much, otherwise there is no fruit of Ekadashi. You know, and also, it is worldly things, but it is good for our health. Also, it will be served so much. For poor persons, it may be said that if you are well taking only water, nothing else, then nothing, no. But if you are taking so many things, juice, this, that, and dry fruits, like that, then it will cost so much. So you should follow these things. And for internal and spiritual, if you are hearing only one name, or chanting and remembering Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, in the council of so many devotees, then quickly you will develop your Krishna. Quickly. So, Krishna has become himself Ekadashi for us, those who are fallen, our conditioned souls. Ekadashi has no crossed and creed anything. That if Srila Bhakti, Siddhant Saraswati will initiate anyone, then Ekadashi will give fruit. Nothing like this. Anyone without caste and creed and anything, any line, demarcation, anyone follow, he will gain internally and outwardly. You know the history of Durvasa and Ambarish Maharaj engaged in worldly thing. He was not renounced sannyasi or brahmachari. He was a very great ruler, very big kings, wife and daughters and sons and anything of much thing. Weak khajana.
Treasure.
So much sanya dal.
Army.
Great. So many commanders. So many priests. But he was more superior than Durvasa Rishi. He was Brahmagyani. He can give any benediction that he should have just now die. If anyone die, through the Lord, spiritual battering, come on, why you ask me? But even his more superior, and he was doing this. And he wanted to test that. And you know this history, I am not going to tell. So he was defeated like that. He thought that I have to give honor to Ekadashi, not to any Brahmajnani or Jogi or anything. He wanted to give respect to both. But there was some contradiction. He preferred that Ekadashi should be more honored than this class of Brahmins. No? So you know this. Also you know the history of Chitrangad and Dharmangad. Dharmangad by the king?
Rukmangad.
King? Son?
Dharmangad.
Was a very big emperor, and he was observing Ekadashi, not taking anything. Before Ekadashi, in life left not taking, in morning what he has taken. And after that, no water, nothing. Second down at Ekadashi, why? Fully fasting. And third day, he took some Mahaprasad. After honoring all Vaishnavas and worshipping Krishna. And no sleeping three nights. First night, second Ekadasi night, no sleep, always chanting, remembering, doing all these things. And third day, then one time taking prasadam and paran, and after that no taking. This is the Ekadasi. But you cannot follow all. Especially in Kaliyu. He was in perhaps Chaturi. So something has been given, but
concession
has been given. But you don't take
full concession.
Advantage.
Disadvantage
of this.
Advantage.
And undue advantage.
Undue advantage. Thank you for, I'll match it. So, he was practicing like that, and he used to make announcement that my whole praja, my whole subjects should obey me. And they should observe the Ekadasi. All he used to do. When he became older, he gave his kingdom and all things to his boy. What name? Rukmangat. And then he left his kingdom. And he wanted to go in dense forest and chanting remember. After 50 years, he went there and he was doing all rites, everything. But one day, a very beautiful teeny and a girl came. She was half naked, taking some flowers from this plain, and he came in front of him. King told that, oh, you are so beautiful. Who are you? And why you are coming here?
Hello.
She told that, I was searching my husband. But in the whole world I never seen any that I can marry her. But now I'm seeing you, oh, so beautiful, young, though you are ages
more than
50, but you are like cities. So I like to marry. That thing told, oh, I left all these things, but you are so beautiful that I cannot. So I also want. Then the girl told that if you are married, then you have to come to kingdom again and to be king. Oh, and no problem, I will obey you. She told that you have to obey me. If anything will be, I will tell you, and if you will not obey, then at once I will quit you, divorce you, and I will go to
India.
King told that, yes, I will try to obey always and always. I will not neglect. Then he told, and he sent a message to his son that I am returning with my new wife. Then his son heard this, he became very joyful that now my father is gone. He told to his mother, mother, king is coming with new marriage wife. So you should not think that I am queen. You should treat her like queen, like your elder
sister,
and try to serve both, and I will also try to. Now we are very good.
To follow like this.
Faith and wife will see that his husband is smiling and talking to any girl, especially to me, especially so beautiful. What to do? What to do? And if they will see away, then they may suicide, or they delay anything, they may give poison to his husband also, and that beloved also, anything they can. All intelligence go away. But see, Queen himself came with his son And he took arti of both. And took dust on his husband. And he shows himself, herself, that I am their Darshi. May serve him like this. He used to serve them like king and queen. And he gave up his false ego that I am queen. Always giving preference to them. And some like so. We should try to be a wife like this. If our husband is talking, smiling, anything, that what harm is to you? Any harm? If he is loving that and that also both, Krishna used to have so many things. I think that Rukmini has not objected. Has he seen? Or Satya Brahma?
Satya Brahma ji.
No. She used to have some bond with Krishna, not to all his sisters. Some bond. And in this sphere, transcendental, not all these things, but something.
Love.
So, gathered in this time, and when Ekadasi came, then his son Dharmangat was declaring everywhere that tomorrow is Ekadasi, all should observe. Then new queen told to his husband, oh, what is this silly things? What is Ekadasi? We should not do Ekadasi. I will not follow. And you should not follow. Because king should be very smart and very strong. And if he will fought, then we will be so weak. And you cannot control the king. So you should, must take this. Then husband told, I cannot give up Ekadasi. I must follow. Observe Ekadasi. And you should try to also observe Ekadasi. She told that, I am calling all the Brahmins and they should come. And if they are telling that king should take
observe
Ekadasi, then you can observe Ekadasi. And if they are telling that there is no rule regulation in Shastra for observing Ekadasi for king or very any ruler, then you will have to. You son, invite them, and all Brahmins came, and in the meantime, in the night, she gave so much
bribe
to them, Brahmins. Especially in Kaliyuga, Brahmins became very greedy. They can give up anything if you give them some Indian 1 rupee. They can give them. So they were greedy and they took so many golden pens and they declared that a king should not do Ekadasi. Anywhere in Shastra, in Bhagavatam, in Gita, or Puran, never it has been told. It has been only told for widows, those who are so too much old, they cannot digest for them. And that old person, though, who cannot sit like this, no digestion, they are going to die, they have nothing to do, for them it is. Those who are married, the wife should not take. Those who are husband is alive, they should not take. And the little girls should not take. Boys should not take. Only the person who are widow, like, and for ladies they are widow, they can take it. But necessary, not necessary. But for rulers, a king like you, never it has any rule for this. She then hurry and told that you should follow all the Brahmins. She told that not any of any among them, any is not Brahmin. I will not follow them. They are greedy, I know. They don't know the scripts and anything. Then she told that if you are neglecting me, then at once I am Jureka, you, and I am going to my place, my fatherhood. He told that, say, you can do it. No. And then he became ready to go. In the meantime, that old friend came. X, not X.
Dharmanga.
First queen. And she requested. And he felt his head on the Mukherjee's feet. Why you are doing so? You are my sister. I'm giving you good suggestion. You should try to obey your husband. And he is doing for his childhood life. He should try to obey. Oh, I can obey. And allow one condition is there. That if you and king both will kill your son and give me his head in a golden pot.
As a gift
to me, then I can allow that king should do Sarve Kadishya. Or she can become very happy. Oh, very happy. We were doing at once. She went to the king and told that you should obey me also. But because I'm your wife and good wife. So I want that my son after 10 years, after 20 years, after 100 years he will die. So why he cannot kill him for this very big
purpose?
We will be
transferred to heavenly thrones.
We will be ideal for whole world, for whole time. For the Yukas. King was not ready. He told that, I don't like a wife like her. He should go away. But anyhow, that king pacified. Then became ready. And hearing this, the son, Dharmanga, became so happy. My life is successful. I am serving my father and mother. To whom others I am serving. So he gladly accepted. And when they came to cut his head, at once thy girl was changed. As a deity. And at once dharma came. Not Krishna, but the manifestations of Krishna. Dharmaraj. And took his hand. Tall book. I have sent this girl to only to test, and you have passed the examination. Ekasi told that that lady, Moini, you are passed in the examination. But I want one thing, that if anyone will take grain in Ekadasi, too much eating, anything, his all good karms, activity, the fruit of all those, I should get. If anyone doing in Ekadasi, if anyone taking grain, then all kinds of sin should come in that person. And he all goes up company. And she was Mohini. Mohini Devi. So, you can see the how grateful this is. You are not realizing this fact. Anyone should know that Ekadasi is the mother of bhakti. If any observing in the right way Ekadasi, bhakti automatically will come. Anyone in this world, whether he is in Vaishnava or not Vaishnava, anything, no demarcation, anything. But if they will do like this, what I told, surely they will be happy and also they will be gaining bhakti more and more. So on Ekadasi, by Ekadasi senses, 11
senses.
We can do Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sattham Vidam. More than that, we can do 64 kinds of day. Nothing. Today I will leave, take leave from my office. Worldly affairs. From beginning, in morning, going party, until night, I will never do any worldly things. Not taking anything. All very easy. And always reading Bhagavad, hearing Bhagavad, being all there. Certainly we'll gain. I saw in India one day that a cow was dying. Anyhow, she was dying, but soul was not coming out. Her stomach was like that. So,
swollen.
And eyes were coming out, full of tears, and so sad, looking all. But doing nothing. My one of the disciples, lady, old, she was passing through that way and she saw. And he at once came to me weeping that a cow not dying and not shedding. Possibility. I told that have you done so many ekadasi? Yes. How many? So many. From childhood I am doing. Taking any grain? Never, never, never. In Mathura, all little children, little babies, also girls, so many persons, quite fast, not taking water and grain and anything. Also, no sleep in night. So she told that, I've done so. I told that, can you give your through that one ekadasi to that cow, or surely. I told that you should go and tell her in her ears, oh Go Mata, oh Mother Go, I am giving my fruit of one ekadasi to you, and you should take it. And when she told in her ears, at once it looked
towards
her and quickly at once, all were wondering, oh, how is thickly and it has been done. So you should know like this. And he also told, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And also put some tulsi and ganga water in his mouth. What becomes, kya usne kabhi aa gaye?
Is there any left?
Not so you should have faith like this. Now, the Gharit
comes.
The Prasad for the Ayun. Now, I am Gharit Kathai. I wanted to tell so many Srimad Bhagavatam, first beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Now, I will have to tell four times. Past times. And I want daily to come at 5:30 here. But I cannot reach. I cannot walk so quickly here. Just a number. Of your love and affection, so he will be so you are lucky. Gauri Pranam. Yes. So, Sanatriya. Sanatriya is so well-known. So, I have given you this. So, it is Sanatriya Dasi ki. So, that means seven. Rukmani Dasi ki.
Then Robin, who is husband of Krishna Balava.
You are so fortunate that you have taken initiation. You should try to be very bold and strong. Never give up.
And follow also Ekadasi and Vata, I told you.
Radha Balabha.
Radha Vallabha Prabhu ki.
Krishna Balava.
Very good. Krishna Balava Dasi ki.
Jennifer. Jennifer.
No.
Oh.
Jasoda Devi ki. Very good.
Panchali. Devi Dasi.
I'm telling you what? Oh, very good. Thank you. Good number. Oh, this is good number. Do you like this name? Very good. Panchali Devi ki. Do you know who is Panchali? You know who is Panchali? Yeah. Very near and dear to Krishna. Very beloved to Krishna. Krishna is beloved to this. Nobody.
Kesava Brahmachari.
That is
Keshav.
Very good. What name? Do you want Keshav name? Should I change? What you want?
Like
Keshav?
Krishna Kanti.
Krishna Kanti. You can choose any of them.
Keshav or Krishna Kanti?
Which one you like better?
Keshav is good.
Keshav.
Huh?
Keshav.
So Keshav Prabhu ki.
Keshav.
Nanda Seva Brahmachari.
Sleeping in. Oh, very good. What name?
Nanda Seva.
Oh, Nanda Seva.
Nanda.
Nandan. Nandan. Nandan Prabhu ki. Nandan.
Radha Vinod Dasi.
Oh, very good. What name? Radha Vinodini Dasi ki. Vinodini. Radha Vinod means Krishna. Yeah? And Radha Vinodini, Srimati Radhika. So where will be?
Nama Chintamani.
Oh, very good. What do you have to say? Who got you
this name?
Who got you this name?
My father.
Go on, Amrita. No?
Radha Priya Devi ki. Radha Priya Dasi. No? Very near and dear to Radhika.
When grandparent
is there? Today is very also pure day, Ekadasi. And this is the birthday of any devotee whose name is
Gopala Prabhupada.
I request you have to come here. My benediction, my heartly blessings to you.
Thank you. Vyasute, Hello, Bhagavate, Dhatu, Swasti, Swasti, Sumangalarika, Swasti, Maha, Sri Krishna, Sadananda, Maha, Sarve, Sare, Sare, Dhatu, Swasti, Swasti,
Kalyanam bhavatu, Krishna bhakti bhavatu, Radha kita kataksha bhavatu. Now Krishna has become, his age is 30 days. And up till now, 30 days or 90, I don't remember. But now, this very day in morning, up till now he was not able to change his mind. And all the incarnations of Krishna, all
ready to obey him.
But he cannot himself. Only Mother Yashoda will come, give it, and then he will do like this or that. He cannot do anything. But at very morning, today, when he became 90 days old, then in the morning, Yashoda was chanting, and she saw at once the boy took himself to his side, and she became the swami. So many cow, her wives were there, gopis were there, they became also. And there, and that very day was the same nakshatra,
star,
constellation, same of birthday to Vaishnava. Began to coach that there are so many kinds of preparations. Rabadi, puri, kachori, laddu, manohar laddu, and so many things. She was quickly observed. She put her child, Mani Krishna, in a palanko, palanki.
Cradle.
And so many boys came. So they are in elders and they are doing sometimes things like this. At Krishna was playing, smiling sometimes, sometimes weeping, sometimes telling his hips like this, sometimes giving his hips to in his mouth. He was so bad. And Yashoda was doing. In the meantime, boy began to wait bitterly. Why he was so hungry? If they want to call their mother, they will be. So she began to be. But Yashoda was so absurd that he could not hear. And in the meantime, all the old ladies and lady mother, all were assembled there. And they began to sing. What?
Govinda. संवहन्तयन्तो मृषलैत्रं गायन्ति गोप्या जनितानुरागा गोविन्द
And Krishna was weeping, but no one is hearing. But after sudden, a very big sound came. At one servant was Krishna. What happened? They saw the very bull of cord with four wheels, very big. And so many pots were kept on there. So much Dadi, Dubha, and so, the cart was fully upset, and all the vessels are broken, curd and milk and so many things.
Scattered.